This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The Union Cabinet yesterday approved five projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees, four railway and one highway project. Briefing media after the meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Union Cabinet, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has cleared four multi-tracking projects of railway covering eight districts across four states of West Bengal, Odisha, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh. He said, with total estimated cost of 9,450 crore rupees, the projects are scheduled for completion by 2030-31.
पांच बहुत बड़े फैसले लिए हैं. पहले चार प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं जो कि रेलवे के हैं और पांचवा प्रोजेक्ट हाईवे का है. पहले चार प्रोजेक्ट में जो हावड़ा से चेन्नई की रूट है, मेन लाइन है, इस मेन लाइन के क्वाड्रुपलिंग के डिसीजंस हैं और एक है कटक से पैरादीप रेलवे लाइन का क्वाड्रुपलिंग का थर्ड एंड फोर्थ लाइन. और पांचवा प्रोजेक्ट है मुजफ्फरपुर से सीतामढ़ी होते हुए सोनबरसा तक ये फोर लेन हाईवे बनाने का. टोटल 13,041 करोड़ रुपीज के प्रोजेक्ट्स आज कैबिनेट ने अप्रूव किए.
Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari yesterday said the government's foremost priority is to provide high-quality infrastructure while maintaining cost-effectiveness. He emphasized that there can be no compromise on the quality of infrastructure development. Mr. Gadkari was addressing the fourth edition of the Tunnels and Bridges Conference in New Delhi. He said his ministry would review the existing provisions governing subcontracting of highway works to ensure that contractual requirements are strictly adhered to and that responsibility for quality and timely execution remains clearly with the principal contractor. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore yesterday described the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir as an important part of India and said the governments at the centre and in the region have taken significant steps to improve security in the Union Territory. The U.S. envoy was talking to media after holding a meeting with Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah at his residence in Srinagar. Chief Minister Umar Abdullah said the meeting focused on India-U.S. relations and areas where the United States can engage with Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh has concluded his two-day visit to Armenia. During the visit, he held bilateral meetings with Deputy Defence Minister of Armenia, Karen Brutyon, and First Deputy Defence Minister and Chief of General Staff of Armenia, Edward Arsyan. The Defence Ministry said that the discussions covered the entire gamut of ongoing defence and military technical cooperation, with particular emphasis on capacity building, training, military technical cooperation, and defence research and development. It added that the two sides also exchanged the terms of reference for institutionalizing joint services staff talks between the Indian and Armenian armed forces. Bangladesh will hold its presidential election today, with lawmakers set to choose between the ruling BNP stalwart Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir and 11-party opposition alliance candidate Colonel retired Oli Ahmed. The voting will take place for the first time in a presidential election after a gap of 35 years. The voting will be held at the Parliament, Jatiya Sangsad, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. today, according to the Election Commission. The presidential election was necessitated after Muhammad Shahabuddin, a close aide of deposed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, resigned last month on health grounds before completing his five-year tenure. In hockey, India registered a comprehensive 5-3 victory over arch-rivals Pakistan in the final Pool D encounter of Men's FIH World Cup at Amstelveen in the Netherlands yesterday to qualify for the second round. The defeat ended Pakistan's campaign in the group stage. India registered a commanding 165 runs victory over host Sri Lanka in the first test in Galle yesterday to take a 1-0 lead in the two-match series. Sri Lanka, chasing a target of 372 runs for victory, were bowled out for 206 during the post-lunch session on the fifth and final day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.